This podcast episode is brought to you by emilynow.ca. Every business needs access to money. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but at some point, whether to fix a problem or take advantage of an opportunity, most businesses are going to need to access outside capital. If you visit emilynow.ca, you can sign up for their free gold plan, which will give you the opportunity to send a request out to the marketplace, see what comes back, see which banks or lenders might be interested in helping you. And then based on what you'd like to do, the experienced team at Emily Now will be there to help you every step of the way. It doesn't cost anything to get started, and you might be surprised by the results that you see. Visit emilynow.ca today to get started.
Hi there, how you doing? Dylan Gallagher here, founder of emilynow.ca, where we get up every day to help businesses do more and put these videos together and these content pieces together so that you as an entrepreneur or business owner have some things to think about that hopefully help you. And all of the topics center around money, financing, profit margins, financial statements, a bunch of nerdy stuff that entrepreneurs and business owners typically hate. But we try to break it down in such a way that it makes sense and it's easy to understand, and there's something that you can do with this information after you watch or listen to these episodes. So, without further ado, this episode we've titled it, Where's My Money? And that's because it's not untypical for an entrepreneur to wonder where their cash goes. Now, depending on the size of your business, this may not be applicable to you if you run a lifestyle business, or if you have maybe a staff of one or two people, then this particular piece of content isn't going to be incredibly valuable. You might find it interesting, but it might not be valuable. Whereas if you have a team of people, and maybe you're not involved in the day-to-day activities that your team is undertaking, and maybe once a month you're looking at reports, or you're talking to your team once a week, and you're trying to, so you're maybe a little bit one step removed from the day-to-day activity, certainly one step removed from the finances of your particular business. And it's not uncommon that if you've watched and listened to some of our past episodes, that I've spoken about the profit that comes out of your business. Revenue less your expenses equals profit. But what happens to that profit? Where does it actually go? Like, actually go? Well, you should be able to find it on your balance sheet. You should be able to say, well, it's sitting in my bank account. We went and bought some equipment. We paid down our liabilities, or it's sitting as retained earnings in terms of equity and value. However, that rarely comes across as simply as I just said it. In fact, if you run a business that generates anywhere more than $2 million in gross revenue, it can probably be very difficult to actually follow the profit and where it goes in your business. But it's really important that you try to understand what's happening, even if that means sitting down with your accounting team and saying, look, I know you guys have like your normal stuff that you take care of for this business every day and every week, but I really need to understand in very, very simple terms, where is our profit going? Because if you're like most businesses, there's probably some cash flow timing problems. For example, you'll take some revenue today, or you'll sell something today and take that money in, and then you'll turn around and you'll pay for expenses. And sometimes those expenses won't be related to the sale that you just generated. They will be related to other things like payroll or marketing costs or advertising or software development or something that doesn't tie back to sales. And so at the end of a business quarter, as a business owner, you might say, well, look at that. We generated a couple hundred thousand dollars in profit. And your accounting team looks at you and says, yeah, we did, but this is what we spent it on. Maybe we made a couple hundred thousand dollars in profit, but we had a little bit more than that in expenses. And as the old saying goes, even if you make $10 billion and spend $10 billion and 1 cent, you're not profitable. I mean, generally speaking, you get the idea. You have to know where the dollars are going. That doesn't mean that the answer your team gives you is wrong. It just means that as the business owner or the person responsible for the business looking to build something valuable, you have to know where the money is going. And what I've experienced, because I tend to be really left-brained, quite nerdy, and I can get lost in the detail in terms of sitting with a client and explaining things to them. And sometimes you've just got to be able to step back and go, okay, I understand there's probably a lot of complicated stuff beneath my question, but all I want to know is, can we work together so that I can see daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, where our profit actually ends up? Now, for all of the accountants that might be watching this, you might be saying, well, Dylan, that's pretty simple. There's a statement of cash flows, and that'll show you exactly where all your money went. Well, maybe, but that doesn't... Statement of cash flows are really difficult statements to read for somebody that doesn't have a finance background. And so even if the exercise as an accountant is to transpose the statement of cash flows into something that management can use to simply understand where their money is going, then that's going to allow management or the ownership group to be able to work with the appropriate teams that they need to work with to figure out where their money is going. So the reason why this episode was labeled "Where's My Cash?" is because that is a question that entrepreneurs ask. In fact, the classic question, or that question comes from the classic example of, well, last month our accounts payable were this. This month our accounts payable is this. If we made all that money, how come our accounts payable is bigger? That doesn't make any sense to me. If we were profitable, we generate a lot of money, shouldn't our accounts payable have gone down, or shouldn't have some of our liabilities gone down? I don't quite understand. And so that tends to be the thread on the sweater that once pulled is going to lead to a bunch of other stuff. And for accounting people, or for your finance team, it can be frustrating to try and explain to you simply what that answer is. But if you've got a little bit of patience and you've got a little bit of time, you can work with your finance team or your accounting team or third-party consultants or whoever's helping you to try and get that answer so that you as the entrepreneur, you don't only understand what your margins are. You know, we buy something for a dollar, we sell it for two, it costs us 50 cents to run our business, and we have 50 cents of profit, and we do 10,000 sales a year, boom, that's our business. So you should be able to speak to it that easily. Not many can. And in addition to that, you also should be able to say, okay, I can see that we generated $300,000 worth of profit, on paper profit, this month. But our cash, can you help me understand where did that $300,000 go? I need to understand it. As an entrepreneur, you should know that. And even if you don't maybe memorize the path that your cash takes in your business, you should conceptually know where it's going. Is it going to run the business? Is it going to make investments in things that we are looking to develop, like, you know, marketing, we're looking to develop clients, or advertising, we're looking to build an audience, or software development, we're looking to build technology? Or did it go to pay down the liabilities of the business? But you should have kind of a visceral understanding of where the money in your business is going. So that's it. Where is my cash? As an entrepreneur, hopefully if you've not asked that question out loud, maybe now you will, and maybe now you've got some context for it. But if you're looking for financing, or you think you need some capital to solve a problem, take advantage of an opportunity, maybe you need some working capital, you've got to build out your inventory so you can earn some more profit, we would love to be able to help you. That's emilynow.ca. Encourage you to sign up for our green plan. Green means go. And so we want you to go and do more. And we know that access to capital helps your business do that. So get in touch with us, sign up, lots of free stuff for you. And then if it turns out that maybe you need some services that we offer, of course, we would love to be the ones that provide it to you. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you on the next episode.